Today we're going to talk about our antiviral herbs to boost our immune system, as well as fighting off infections. Did you know that there are over 400 different types of viruses that can cause infections, including the cold, flu, strep throat, hepatitis, HIV? Those are just some of them. As we said, 400 different viruses. Today we have people choose to have vaccinations, influenza, flu shots, but only 80% of those are effective because sometimes the strains, they're just guessing what's going to be in our strain for the next year. They don't really know. And so sometimes our vaccines don't work the best, or they're not as great for our immune system as they're supposed to be, as well as being very unnatural because it contains a lot of chemicals and preservatives, as well as live bacteria to help boost our own immune system to get rid of this. How does that work, right? So we want to look at powerful antiviral herbs that boost the immune system and help us fight infections naturally. So what is a virus? It is a small, little, very, very tiny, small infectious agent. It kind of gets into your living cells and the living cells of other organisms. It can affect humans, animals. It actually can get into your plants. A lot of things. Viruses. Rabies. Is that a virus? So viruses carry genetic material. They reproduce and they evolve. And that is kind of my idea of why we like to kind of stay away from the Western medicine, because these viruses do evolve. And if we're taking a lot of medications, these viruses will start to evolve where these medicines aren't even working anymore. But if we keep our bodies healthy and natural, our bodies are going to be able to fight these infections naturally. So what I like to do is, if I get sick, I don't run to the doctor. I kind of increase my vitamin C, increase my foods, my greens, things like that. They say, what do they say? Feed the flu and starve the virus. I don't know any of that, so don't listen to that part. But what I do is I'll drink a lot of liquids, drink a lot of vitamin D, C, anything like that, eat my vegetables, and get a lot of rest, because that is the best. But we're here because we want to know. And also, how do these viruses transmit? They can transmit through the air, through saliva, through blood, through secretions of the body. So anything like that, that's kind of where some of these viruses can come from. Let's look at our top 10 antiviral herbs, because we really love keeping ourselves natural, because we know as Native Americans and as people and humans beings, we are resilient, and there is a lot of plants out there that just love to keep us healthy, as long as we love them back and show respect to the earth and to the plants, they will love us too. Topping the list, elderberries, a very long, rich history and use for medicinal benefits. It has a lot of benefits for influenza, herpes, viral infections, bacterial infections. Really great for influenza A and B. The most every part of the elderberry can be used. Mostly all of it. The flower, the bark, the roots, and the leaves for their healthy benefits. Echinacea, our purple coneflower. Again, that's excellent. We hear a lot about that. That's going to help support our virus infections, our colds, our flus. It's actually the number one top-selling herb of all time. It's one of the first ones that we kind of learn about when if you want to go more natural. And we're very lucky because the echinacea plant grows wild here. And so you can see them out in the fields once in a while. And a lot of people love them in their gardens. It has the capacity to reduce virus infections and tumors, helping reduce any chances of contracting infections. You can use echinacea for alleviating pain, reducing inflammation, skin problems, even upper respiratory issues, as well as improving your health. Calendula is excellent. Protects the cells from being damaged by the free radicals. It helps your cuts heal faster. It also is great as a tincture ointment and helps wash away infections from burns or wounds or any cuts that we might have. It also is great for ear infections with children. Fights viruses that cause inflammation. The dried petals of the plant are used in tinctures. What about garlic? We love putting garlic in our food. Garlic is excellent for killing countless microorganisms responsible for pneumonia, thrush, herpes, tuberculosis. So with this antiviral properties, garlic is one of the best things that you can put on your chicken, your burger, meatloaf, whatever you're making. Always just throw some garlic in there. If you love garlic, don't worry about it. Keep it up. It also boosts your cardiovascular, helps with hypertension, and it helps fight hair loss. So add that garlic. You want to make a garlic oil infusion at home? Crush garlic cloves and add them to a oil, olive oil. There you have it. Astragalus root. We don't really have that around here, but that is a really great anti-herbal. Cat's claw lowers fever, treats stomach ulcers, heart heals digestive issues. The astragalus root. Sometimes I swear I can't read properly some of these plant names. But that boosts your immune system as well as heals wounds, lowers your cortisol level from stress. Ginger warms up the body, breaks down the lymphatic system and relieves nausea. Licorice root, excellent. Protects against leaky gut, relieves coughs and sore throat, fights free radical damage. Oregano reverses viral infections. Also fights allergies, tumors, parasites, and inflammation. And olive leaf, that helps fight the viruses like meningitis, pneumonia, chronic fatigue, hepatitis B, tuberculosis. Also helps treat dental. You think, why is she talking so fast? It's because I was running out of time. But those are great herbal benefits for the antibacterial to just help you stay natural and healthy.